I agree, man. How have you been doing?
Hey, man, doing good. Oh, love you, boo. Love you. Get in the bed. Have a good night.
Hey, Lola.
Rob says, hey, Lola.
Hey.
She says, hey.
She's so sweet.
She just finished recording her, or not recording, but doing her church Christmas musical, so.
That's awesome. So she sings for the choir?
She does, yeah. Her and one of her basketball buddies that she's grown up with were doing, they had some duets tonight to do, and they nailed them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Man, is there anything that kid doesn't do?
If you find it, let me know, because she runs me and her poor old mother ragged, taking her to all the practices and games and recitals, but it's worth it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah, she's in
fourth grade.
Golly, she's in fourth grade. Can you believe when we started this, she wasn't even born yet?
I know, like, what? Where'd time go?
I know. Can you believe we've been doing this? Like, hey, no joke. Actually, I think we had started late in 2012. Because I think the first couple episodes were late 2012. So we've been doing this for 10 years now, man. Can you believe that?
We're seasoned vets.
with 70 whole episodes to show for it.
Well, you know, it's quality, not quantity.
That's it. And we have neither.
Nah, I was going to say, we're lacking in both.
Good day and good gaming, Retro Junkies, and welcome to another episode, a mini-episode of the Retro Junkie Super Show. I'm your host, Rob, and join with me, as always, is my partner in retro gaming crime, Mr. Landon Long. How are you, Josette?
Hey, man, doing good. Just running here, there, and everywhere with the holiday season on us.
Oh, buddy, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's actually why we wanted to hop on real fast. We won't be able to do a full-fledged Christmas episode this year. So sad. Aww. But I know. I'll tell you what, the dates really snuck up on us, Landon, because we are fixing ahead to Disney this coming Thursday.
Are y'all driving or flying?
We are driving. Whew.
Have fun. That's a ride with kids.
I know. Yeah, we took the kids to Polar Express in Bryson City, North Carolina, the other last Friday, and it was only about a 2.5 hour drive, and they were already complaining. I was like, "Just wait, kids, just wait,
just wait." It's like a whole other world to go see Mickey.
Amen, man. So yeah, we'll be there from Thursday all the way to after Christmas. So it's gonna be fun, but we figured we would just do a quick check in and. Just say, first of all, I guess before I get way too ahead of myself, how have you been, Hoser, and have you been up to anything retro lately?
Oh, been pretty good. When I've had time, I've been sneaking in some NBA Jam just because. Ooh. that's kind of a comfort game for me. I go back to and get killed on that by the computer, and it's still fun, but I always get destroyed on that game.
Welcome to NBA Jam!
Well, I look through the window, but all I see is another rainy day of monstrosity. Got a TV to my left and a shelf to my right, but the game I want to play is nowhere inside. Scrambling through my drawers and under my bed, even found my lost copy of Bill and Ted. Ain't gonna stop, do whatever I can to get my daily dose of NBA Jam.
At the buzzer, he's heating up, he's on fire!
I know I shouldn't panic, I know I shouldn't whine, but kicking it with Pippen gets me every time. Resigned, I turn on TV, and lo and behold, what do I see? Two basketball legends from 93, by the names of Reggie Miller and Derek McKee. With a pep in my step, controller in hand, it's time to ball it up with NBA Jam. NBA Jam.
Jams it is! NBA Jam. Is it the shoes? We get it!
NBA Jam.
That's a great game. You know, that's a game I was never really great at basketball, but that game made me think that I could be.
I know, right? It's like, I can go out there and push people around like that. That doesn't look hard at all.
No, exactly. Exactly. And I always just thought that, like, if I shake the ball, like, whoo, 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 people would just fall over next to me, but it never really worked. But.
They don't. They're just like, give me the ball.
Yeah, you know, it was so cool. About a week and a half ago, we did a – it was – called a Winter Wonderland at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little Christmas arcade tournament. And I kind of did it in the old Retromania style where we did combined high scores and stuff.
Oh.
But a bunch of students, they really got into it. And that we did the highest score on Galaga Challenge. And they loved it. It was great. It was great to see so many kids. I think there was about 40 or 50 that came into the classroom that wanted to play Galaga and Miss Pac-Man and a couple others. So it was that was a real treat to do that. But that's pretty much the only thing retro I've been up to, except playing possibly our next game that we might talk about.
Oh,
so. Awesome. Well, I'll tease that here in a little bit. But yeah, guys, we just wanted to hop on here and wish you all a quick Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and hope that you all have a wonderful year. You know, It was a great year for our show. I think we recorded just about close to every month. I think there was still one or two months we might not have been able to do it. But another really fun year. So, Hoser, you know, looking back, are there any episodes that stand out to your favorite moments of 2022?
Ooh. One of the ones that stands out the most to me, and this was a really fun episode, was when we had the Zambonis on.
Yes. Was that this year? Golly, that feels like so long ago.
It's either at the very first of this year or at the very end of last.
You know, that will always be probably my all-time favorite episode because I always wanted to meet those guys, and they were so funny. I've listened to that episode a couple of times just to hear their stories again.
They're so great. Oh, my gosh.
They were so great. And I think once we cover NHL hits, I think they'll come back, and we can talk about more of their jams, man.
More of their adventures, because they've been playing some shows, it looks like, if you follow them on Instagram or Facebook. They've been busy.
I know. And I listened to one of their hits not long ago. It was called Don't Pick a Fight with Chara. And it's a great song. It's such a good song.
There's one thing you really have to understand. You don't pick a fight with a bull in a cage, and you don't pick a fight with a really big man. Don't skate in front of the Zamboni on the ice, 'cause you're gonna get resurfaced and you're gonna get run over. Yeah, you made a bad call and you pay the price. Don't pick a fight with Chara. Don't pick a fight, you know you cannot win.
So they're just a great feel-good band, and Talk NHL 94, one of my favorite games with those guys. Oh, what a treat that was. I love the skits we did with X-Men and Spider-Man.
Those were good, too. I liked those.
Yeah, shout out to Kirkland, man. He did such a great job on those skits as the bad guys. It was Moderate Carnage, and then he was Magneto. Remember Magneto?
Magneto. He was the bane of my existence when I was trying to play Counter-Strike in high school.
Yeah, you were poning me that day, I'll tell you what.
No way. I didn't pwn anybody.
Oh, whatever.
But I'm like, come on, I shot him. What? I missed him by like 5 feet. Come on.
You know, I'll tell you what is such a blessing too is that I found out that our Spotify Wrapped thing. It tells you like how many listeners you have throughout, you know, in different countries and stuff. You know, we never had a big audience, but it's really cool to know that there's a bunch of other people in other countries listening to us. And I'll tell you, one of the most popular episodes this year was the sing-along episode, the spooktacular sing-along.
That was a good one, and that was kind of different for us too, and I really enjoyed that one.
I think we should make that an annual thing. That was a ton of fun. And I think we only just got started, you know, with all the tracks we could possibly include.
I like that. That's a good idea. And, you know, I noticed, too, I watched the little Spotify Wrapped. It seems like we're listened to the most overseas in the UK.
What about that? Wow. So thank you for our friends overseas. If you're listening to us hosers, we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're horrible examples of the English language.
Yeah.
We're horrible examples of what it means to be an American because we just play video games and slack off a lot. I mean, I don't know. It depends on who you ask. That could be what they think of Americans.
Is that all they ever do? Just call each other hosers, play hockey, and video games?
And then it's like, ha-ha, secretly they don't know that we're acting like Canadians.
Joke's on them.
Joke's on them. When they come over, they're like, why is nobody calling anybody hoser? That's a Canadian thing.
Well, you know, it's so funny, too, now. You know, we've been doing it for so long, the kind of the hoser lingo and everything, that I call you hoser all the time. Like,
you do.
Off air.
I just keep going with it. I'm just like, hey, man, what's up?
Oh, yeah, but yeah, wonderful year, and I'm super excited for next year. As a matter of fact, off air, Landon and I just talked, and here's a little teaser for the next game that we're going to cover in January. So I'll insert that right here. The game, you stop it.
Yeah, it's Rob Luther's pork and bean challenge.
Hey, will you get out of here?
If anybody can make a flash game, it's just a game of Rob trying to eat beans before a counter goes down.
Oh, you hoser!
And if you eat all the beans before the counter goes down, he toots. And even if you don't eat all the beans before the counter goes down, he toots. Either way, you win.
Spoiler alert. Oh, you hoser. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, you know, speaking of horrible ideas. How long has it been? Now, backed by popular demand, and by popular, I mean one person has asked for this song. And this is basically the main reason, aside from saying thank you so much for listening and Merry Christmas. The main reason that, one of the main reasons we came on here is to give our good friend, Atari Man, Nick DeMarco, what he wants, and that
would
be
his Christmas wish.
this is our gift to you, my friend. Thank you for everything, my friend. And we'll just go ahead and apologize for everybody else. We're so sorry. You can go ahead and skip this now and just stay tuned for the next game, but this is our version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh
yeah. But on that note, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
to another year, and we'll holler at you soon, guys.
Woo-hoo. Be safe.
Yeah, good day, good gaming. All right.
Don't listen to this song for too long, you'll go insane.
Can you believe, like...
And a beer.
And it's, yeah. And it's all, like... I remember when it was playing through our headphones... For me, I don't know if it happened for you. Every time I would sing, the sound would cut out of my headphones, so I had no idea if I was staying in tune or not.
Well, you know, it was like you were like half a step behind me because of the lag at the time. And like, I'm like, wait, no, I gotta slow down. No, I gotta speed up. No, I gotta slow down. No, I gotta slow up.
And then by the end, like the last verse too, we were like, The thing completely ran out, so I think we had just jumped ahead, or I don't know what happened there. But my favorite part of that whole song is the very last part where we try to harmonize.
Yeah, in a dream.
Oh, so bad, so bad. You know, and it was one where we were trying, kind of. I mean, we knew it was going to be bad.
That's what's sad, is we were kind of giving it more than half effort.
I mean, we wrote it.
I mean, you know, maybe it was meant to be sang that way. You know, we wrote that.
Yeah, that's
we wrote that parody.
Know?
That's what we'll say. We'll just like, yeah, we meant to sing it that way. It's meant to be sang that way.
Yeah, it was completely intentional comedy. Yeah,
none of that. You know, just happened kind of stuff. You know,
no way. That's yeah.
That's not us. That's someone else.
Yeah. Whew, man, I'll tell you, we've been through quite a bit with this Killer Instinct skit.
Oh yeah,
I'm killed.
Me too. I'm worn out.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go get some coffee and some Mountain Dew and mix them together so we'll stay awake.
Oh, man, that's a good idea. You know, and I got to say, man, I'm in the Christmas spirit. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
You know, I could go for a song, you know?
Well, and, you know, saying that, perhaps we should sing. Let's sing a good old favorite of ours.
Yeah, yeah. You think of what I'm thinking? 12 days?
I'm thinking the 12 days.
Here we go. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me games.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two killer instincts
and some games.
I think there needs to be more there, eh?
You think so? Oh, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three battle toads,
two killer instincts,
and some games. Oh, and a tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me Pac-Man,
three battle toads,
two killer instincts,
and and some games and a tree?
Sure, yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
I like games in a tree.
Yeah. Oh, on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a five golden carts.
Pack, four pack, and
three battle toads.
Two killer instincts.
And some games.
In a
tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six jelly donuts.
Five golden carts.
Four Pac-Man,
three battle toads,
two killer instincts,
an Atari and a tree.
Your turn.
Seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave me seven hosers hosing,
six jelly donuts,
five golden carts.
Real early. Four Pac-Man,
three battle toads,
two killer instincts,
an Atari and a tree.
Eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 pounds of pack bacon.
Delicious. I mean, seven hosers hosing.
Jelly donuts.
Five golden carts.
Four Pac-Man.
Three battle toads.
Two killer instincts.
And some games in a tree.
Your turn, eight.
Oh, on the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 Star Wars movies,
8 pounds of fat bacon,
7 hosers hosing,
6 jelly donuts,
5 golden carts,
4 Pac-Man,
3 battle toads,
2 killer instincts,
and some games in a tree. That's beauty. That's the best one.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 plumbers sleeping,
9
pounds of fat bacon.
Hey, you jumped in front of me, eh?
Whatever.
5 golden carts.
4 Pac-Man.
3 battle toads.
2 killer instincts.
And a game in a tree. So my turn.
Yeah.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 Roddy Pipers.
In plumber sleeping.
9 Star Wars movies.
8 pounds of fat bacon.
7 hosers hosing.
6 jelly donuts.
5 golden carts.
4 Pac-Man.
3 battle toads.
2 killer instincts.
And some games in a tree. Oh, man.
On the 12th day, we at the end of the thing. My true love gave to me 12 Resident Evils.
11 Roddy Pipers.
10 plumbers sleeping.
9 Star Wars movies.
8 pounds of bag bacon.
7 hosers hosing.
6 jelly donuts.
5 golden carts.
4 Pac-Man.
3 battle toads.
2 killer instincts.
And some games in a tree.
I think that's the best song ever.
I think it's gonna go platinum, eh?
Yeah, like platinum dumpster awards.